All right, so Bob usually talks about this word called charming or charmed life. And I wanted to see, by chance, life. Could you expound on it?
Bob's charmed life?
Yeah, let's go with this directly with Bob.
Yeah, well, let's deal with me.
You lost it there, but we can do that. Now, charmed by definition means that it is controlled by an outward source or solution that is not in control of the benefactor that it has been charmed by. So a voodoo doll is also charmed. That's not what you thought he was referring to, was it?
I had to mute him. Too much noise. Just carry on.
Yeah. Okay. Bob has things he has to do because the voodoo doll, the charmed capacity, says this is appropriate, this is not. So we start. Okay. Bob has to wake up, and he does it on a clock. He only sleeps a few minutes because he's only allowed to do it a few minutes. Bob gets up. He does this thing that he has to go to the toilet. Okay, he does the toilet, but he doesn't touch this thing. He doesn't touch that thing. He can't touch this thing. There's rules and regulations of every aspect of how that goes. Okay, then he has to make the bed. Got to make the bed because he has to. The charmed life makes for a pattern recognition. Okay, and then that whole pattern recognition runs, and the rules and regulations apply to any degree. And if you go outside of it, if you don't wash your hands one time, then it's the end. See, that's the charmed aspect. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He will if he has to. He travels a lot, but he doesn't like to go. He sees what's wrong with everywhere else. Fun to see, but then it's kind of, yeah, this is a terrible place. Let's get out of here. And he's navigated his way through it from the charmed position where he makes concessions. He'll give up something like he gives up humans to live in paradise. Then he found out that he wasn't even in paradise. He was in the fifth gate, which is tucked away outside of it in that same place. So a charmed position gives him benefit, but it's only because it fits the schedule that the charmed one is subjected to. Does that make sense? Okay, that's it.
No, I'll bring him in. Let's see, where is he? Does that make sense, Leon?
Yeah, so does it mean that Bob doesn't use his mind, he just knows, like, in the sense of making your bet?
Well, no, see, that's, he has to. He's charmed. If he doesn't do it, then he'll fail. If he doesn't do that, he'll fail. Oh, crap, I didn't do that. Oh, Carolyn. He doesn't even know what he eats. Carolyn, do we eat that? Yes, Bob, we eat that. Oh, okay, yeah, that's tasty. I don't like that. I don't eat that. We eat that all the time. I don't want that anymore. And then we went back to it, and it's always delicious. It's like when we went back to Puffs back in the days. And Sweet Sue's Green Drink. We may go back to Green Drink. You want to go back to your Green Drink, Bob? That'd be fun.
It's patterned.
No. Okay. Well, good. Okay. He's made the choice, so good for him. So now what happens is it becomes a way to systematically attune the organ. You know how to tune an organ?
No.
Okay. Then you wouldn't understand if we told you so. Okay. That was good. That was nice. That was good.
So, Leon, I do not make the bed anymore.
I got that. You wash your hands.
I don't wash my hands. I have to eat something before I wash my hands.
Yeah.
But anyway, you still do.
Carolyn
has to find a way to.
I take a little part of the bed and I straighten it out.
Yes, sir.
That's all. That's all I do. Basically, straighten the pillow.
So does Bob sleep like a geisha or geisha? The little 2 hours that he gets?
He's pretty open. He doesn't move when he goes to sleep. He doesn't move. He's like
dead. So he's almost
Because he, right. You got to realize he's been up 20 hours, not doing anything, but really busy for 20 hours, not doing anything. But for 20 hours, you know, it's kind of like, damn, he's kind of tired of sleeping in his chair. He's really tired, so he goes to bed to get some rest.
It's tiring sleeping in a chair.
Sure, wear your ass out. That's right.
Amen to
Come
that.
Come on now, you're dying on the vine. Let's go.
Yeah, Carolyn stopped making right, beds, too. We found out that the bugs don't like unmade beds. So you keep them unmade. See, you know, bourgeois society got everything backwards.
Okay. But you put the right silk on there, the bugs really don't like those.
Is that why it is? That's why it works? We got the right silk? Do we have silk, Carol? We don't have silk.
Don't go bragging
what,
about
that bottom thing?
Kid.
We do have
don't
silk.
Don't go bragging about that.
The bottom
don't
part?
Be bragging.
Quit don't bragging. Be bragging.
Don't
so
be
I got silk, Leon.
That. That's it.
I got silk.
Damn.
What's the bird
count? Yeah, see, there you go.
What's the bird count?
Thread count.
What's
the bread
count? Thread. Cotton. Thread count. You don't count silk like cotton, Leon.
Okay.
I would never pay that much attention to it. I wouldn't count anything.
He didn't even.
Either.
He thinks he's been on
silk
it.
Silk and silk. Okay, that's it.
That's right. That's right. So that's it.
And when I sleep, that's when I don't touch anything. When I'm sleeping.
Right. Mm.
Just leather still. Hands can't touch
Especially
the legs.
The Oh, no.
No, no, no.
I
look
never,
like a mummy.
Never know. Right. That's true. Now,
no,
Carolyn,
has like
she's
a...
Carolyn's all over the place. She's up and over under.
Oh, jeez, what a mess.
Jumping up and down.
She has walls in her bed. You know, they control her movements,
yeah.
Or she bashes up against
right.
Soft walls all over the place.
True. It's true. It's true. It's
pillows. You got pillows piled all around you like
pillows.
A fortress.
Yeah. But it's the only place in the world when she buys a body pillow and it's bigger than she is. It's amazing.
Okay, thank you very much, Leon.
That's
pretty
point.
Boring,
thank
Leon.
You.
Okay, we'll hey, Leon, we'll catch you next Bloomsday. We promise.
No. What do you want to say, Leon?
I was just wondering for the last, just to get a last squeeze, does Bob
Ooh.
Have like a rigid
Ooh.
Casual that
shake
he sticks
it,
with?
Shake it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go to squeezing. Okay, go ahead.
Does Bob have like a rigid schedule that he sticks by in
yes.
that manner?
It's got to be the same. Yeah. It's got to be the same. That's what we're saying. He's charmed. If he gets out of that schedule
okay.
at all, he's lost.
Everything's the same. Bill Murray, Groundhog Day. My birthday's Groundhog Day.
I got you, babe.
Same day.
I got you.
It starts off
babe.
With those guys.
I got you.
I do the
so
same
like a hangnail,
thing.
Almost just.
And you know, Karen does the same thing. Karen does the same thing too.
Well, but no, Carolyn is different. Carolyn is driven by what she has to do. She does her abolitions and her walk and her stuff and her answering those goddamn emails. Oh my God! But at least now the emails are more beneficial. You know, she's not trying to save dead people. She's trying to mass communicate, you know, direct things. But we got to give her this. She's getting products out the door, goddammit. That's what you need to know. She's getting the shit out there. And then Bob will give you all the money to pay for it. So now, die if you want to. Sure, if you die,
I'm writing
the
check.
If they die, it's their damn fault.
I spend the day writing checks, Leon.
Yeah. Leon. The moment you said beneficial, I was typing beneficial. Into an email.
Good.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah. That's right. It's
no, we live like
it's appropriate.
Leon, like you know, priests or monks.
They live like Jack or Fatty. Leon, they live
yeah, we
like
barely
Jack
look out
Fatty.
The door. We hardly interact with anything. Just
yeah. Except
talk.
When you start
just,
screaming.
I get up and
Except
sit.
When you start screaming.
Sit there for 20 hours, and then I go to lay down for a couple hours. And they get up
and he screams.
And I think
and
in
screams,
both situations.
And then Alan says, "Shut the window! Shut the window!"
Well, what about the 16-hour? Is there still a 16-hour meal that Bob eats?
16-hour what? Meal? Oh, that's depends if there's something there.
One time a day.
I'm eating juice right now.
On the counter.
I'm just eating juice. It's
Carolyn,
easy to get.
Carolyn runs the counter full, and he starts one meal a day. He starts nibbling and grazing and washing his hands. He doesn't mess up any plates. He doesn't mess up any forks clean. And if it's hot, he eats it scalding right out of the pot. He doesn't make it, slurps it right out of the pot. It's beautiful. So there's nothing to wash except his hands. They're perfectly clean, and that's one meal a day. It's good. He has a little bread of life and has some bread of living water and calls it a day.
And then at some point, I have to do the dishes. It's all counted.
What did you do to Jimmy?
You know what she does?
What did you do to Jimmy?
What did she do? She, like, has an orange, puts it in a fucking tray. Then she has another piece of orange, puts it in a fucking tray. There's two trays I got to wash. She just piles up these ridiculous trays for every little fucking wrinkle she does, a variety. She can't reuse a tray.
And it fills up. It fills up so much so that it fills up the bread depository, which some people call the dishwasher. It fills up the bread holder.
That's right.
It's perfect.
And then
it's
she grabs a spoon and mixes something, throws a spoon in the sink. Then 10 minutes later, she got to use a spoon, so she goes and gets another fucking spoon, a new one. Then for the spoons pile up. So by the end of the day, I have to wash about 10 trays and about 30 silverware. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but I do get to listen to a lot of stuff. Well,
he doesn't use those orange fingertip towels anymore. He's been broke of that shit.
Oh,
he don't use them no more. He better know
I never
that.
Used them.
Yeah.
I never
tell her about your experience.
They're filthy.
The
I never touched those things.
Tell them about your experience with that.
90% of the bathroom,
the
can't touch anything. It's all Carolyn's disgusting old tubes of this and that with dust on them. It's been there for years. Yeah, I don't touch anything in the bathroom.
Nothing in the bathroom. Except if he has a little contraption that after he washes his hands. Most people go to the bathroom and they wash their hands. Bob washes his hands before he goes to the bathroom. It's amazing.
And then after I go to the bathroom, I take a shower.
Right. But he can't turn the water off, so if it gets blocked or water's running down, he's, Carolyn, the water's running down the stairs. Carolyn, open the door. The water's running down. Carolyn, come. I can't touch this. I'm not touching. Every towel goes in the floor. Every towel goes in the floor. Like, oh, my God. Just turn off the water. I can't touch the water. I can't touch. He's like a bad version of Monk. You know Monk, the TV show?
No.
Not you. You don't know anything. You do. But you should watch one episode, and that'll give you Dobbstown 101. Very precise.
Okay.
Very precise. Okay, that was fun. That was about as much fun as a stick in the
eye. All right, thank you, Leon.
For ruining
Very good question.
Day.
Excellent questions.
Thank you.
Go ahead,
you have
some.
A good one.
That'd be a couple more months before you build up a question, right?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
Yeah, but that was good, though. That was actually well thought out. Go roll you a fatty. Are you going to move into the autonomous? Are you going to move into CHAP? They changed Chaz. They blowed up Chaz, and they're going to do CHAP now. It's a little smaller. But do you want to? You going to move in there?
I'm not too sure.
God damn.
Leon,
is that positive?
You had to leave LA. It was too dangerous, too dirty?
No, I was just getting confronted by cops too much.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, when you start poking when you poke them, they're going to offend you. When you poke them, don't poke them.
Yeah, well, I was trying to avoid them, but they just kept coming around. I'm like, you guys never came around to the library at night.
I know, but see, that's vibrational, see? That's because you need to get a night. But now, don't worry. Trump is fixing the infrastructure program, so you're going to have much nicer bridges to live under from here on out. It'll be much nicer.
Yeah.
Not more all the conveniences under a viaduct near you.
Hey, how did you get up to Salem?
With air conditioning,
did
right?
Did you hitchhike, Leon? Did you hitchhike or walk?
No, I took the Greyhound.
Okay.
Greyhound.
Thanks a lot, Leon. We got to move on to other people.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you think?
Charmed Ion.
Maybe get you a nice pup tent. Get you a nice pup tent.
You're one of Ion's favorites. You can get away with anything with Ion Pierce.
You have. You have, too, goddammit. You have got away with it.
Yeah, you got away with a lot, Leah. You learned from the best. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.